88.9 Shine FM, welcoming Kimberly Eckert every Wednesday, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center for our parenting moments. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, we're halfway through the month here. We've been helping mom and dad realize that, hey, it's okay. You know, we all go through some parenting struggles, but don't beat yourself up. You've got great kids and you're a great parent as well.
That's right. And today we are going to add the practice of a self-compassion meditation.
Okay.
So imagine this scene. It's Monday. You're trying to leave the house with your child so that they can get to preschool and you can get to work by 9 a.m. However, your preschooler is oblivious that even a five-minute delay can change your commute time into 15 minutes longer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but she wants to put her own shoes and socks on. And you know that's going to take way too long.
Put them on in the car.
Yes, that's right. So you get impatient and pretty soon both you and your child are having a meltdown.
Yeah.
After your meeting at work, you beat yourself up for losing it. This is where a preemptive early morning meditation or prayer time can help. The idea is quite simple. First, you're going to think of a fellow parent who is close to you, who loves you very much. Imagine that person sending you a message or a prayer for your safety and for your well-being, for your role as a parent. Keep the warmth of that message for a moment and feel it in your body. And then take a moment and switch now to sending your love back to that person as a thought or a prayer.
Mm.
You and this person are similar. Just like you, this person wishes to be a good enough parent and is also imperfect. Finally, expand your awareness and picture a group of parents you're acquaintances with. It could be your small group at church. It could be your best friends and their kids. It could be a group of moms in your neighborhood, dads that you play hockey with. See them all in front of you. Send them warm wishes or prayers that, like you, they want to be good enough parents.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah, and research bears out the value of this. Australian researchers James Kirby and Sarah Baldwin randomly assigned over 60 parents, mostly moms in their mid-30s, and they either assigned them to listen to a 15-minute loving-kindness meditation or a 15-minute focused imagery recording, like walking down a beach, for example. Before and after listening to the recordings, parents completed questionnaires on self-compassion and their compassion motivation, and they provided their emotional responses to common parenting scenarios, such as a child who insists on crying loudly about having a candy bar during a shopping trip. The results: parents in the meditation group were more self-compassionate, more calm and sympathetic, and less angry and frustrated compared to the focused imagery control group.
Hmm.
Kirby and Baldwin suggested that meditations of love and support might help to support parents' well-being, their capacity to be less reactive in responding to their child's distress, and builds their capacity to cultivate compassionate responses towards their child.
Interesting.
So again, it is the self-compassion meditations that slow us down, turn off our alarm system, and bring us back into a place of being able to extend grace to ourselves and our child.
Love it. Great information, Kimberly, and we'll continue this topic or wrap it up, I guess, next week. Those wanting some more help, of course, you got a great team and two locations in the north and south.
That's right. So I really encourage people to check us out at eckertcenter.com. We have parenting support services that are provided by Kimberly Calhoun, Michelle Kerslake, Faye Gosnell, and Ashley Shaw. And you can book all of this right online. And, of course, we have a gift certificate.
Indeed, a free initial visit gift certificate we give away every week. And that's going to go to who?
Caller 6. today.
Caller 6. Oh, we're moving up there. 403-276-8888. You can call right now for a chance at that gift certificate. Do check out eckertcenter.com if you'd like to learn more about Kimberly and her team. And Kimberly, will connect with you next week to wrap up this great topic for the month of November.
I look forward to it, Mike.